Menachos chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Akomets es hamincha lechol shareha. So if one takes the handful from the meal offering and he has intention to eat the remainder, ola hatir kumsa, or to burn up the handful, lemachar, the next day, modi Rabbi Yossi bezeshu pigul. Rabbi Yossi agrees that this is pigul, v'chavna lav karas. And you would be chav karas if you ate it. Okay, that's a normal case. But lahatir levonasa lemachar, if he does it with the intention just to burn the levoina, the frankincense, the next day. So that's the only part. Now, in the general mincha offering, there are two parts of it. There are two matirin, the frankincense and the rest of the handful that come out. So what happens if the kohen just has intention to burn the frankincense the next day? The rest of the handful he's going to burn in time, but just the frankincense he's going to burn the next day. So in this case, Rabbi Yossi says, pasul va'en bo karas. He said that it's pasul, but that's not the Isra of Karas. Until you intend to burn up both the handful and the frankincense the next day, it's not an Isra Karas. But the rabbis disagree. They say pigul v'chaven alav Karas. It is pigul and it is Karas, even if it's just the frankincense that you intend to burn up the next day.
That's already mixed in, are you saying?
Yeah, it is already mixed in. But let's say you just, I don't know, maybe you're going to separate it out and you're going to burn, you know. So Amri Loi, Ma'ashan Azum Min Hazevach, and they said to Rabbi Yossi, why should the mincha offering be any different from an animal offering? And what they're saying is that when it comes to an animal offering, they both agree that if you intend just to burn up the emurim, the sacrificial pots, the next day, that's pigul, and you're obligated on karas. So he says, why should that be different? They said to Rabbi Yossi, why should it be different in the case of a mincha? So Amalehem, so he answered back, he said, Shazevach Damoi, because the blood, when it comes to an animal, the blood, ubasaro, it's meat, the amurav, and the amurim, echad. It's like one thing. It's one kind. Ulavoina, but the frankincense, einu min hamincha. It's not part of the meal offering. It's like a different thing. And so it's not considered one kind of the meal offering, and that's why there's the distinction between the two. Brings at the end of the Karti that the locha follows the sages, follows the chachomim, and so that would be the locha. So the chachomim is that it's pigul v'chavin alav karas. Even if you just intend to offer up the frankincense the next day, that's it. It's already pigul, and you'd be obligated on karas if you ate the remainder of the offering.